President Bush meets with his top military and national security advisors tomorrow at his ranch in Crawford, Texas. The meeting comes as speculation grows about what the administration is planning in Iraq. President Bush has said Saddam Hussein must be removed from power by military force if necessary, but the administration is downplaying the idea that tomorrow's meeting will focus on Iraq. Joining me now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does the administration say is the purpose of this meeting?
Well, let's start with the list of attendees. Vice President Cheney will be there, as will Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will be there, and General Richard Myers, he's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They'll all be at the ranch. The president's spokesman yesterday in Crawford said the agenda is similar to a meeting held last August at the ranch, before September 11th. He says they'll discuss the missile defense system the president wants to build now that the U.S. has walked away from the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia. He says there are still a lot of important defense-related issues. Of course, on the missile defense, there are obviously technological questions about how it would work, and they'll discuss some of those possibilities. Also to be discussed, military budgets and the ongoing modernization of the U.S. armed forces that the president has ordered, and some conversation about future weapons programs.
Does the White House say Iraq will not come up at all?
That very question was put to Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, yesterday, and his response was, no, Iraq will not come up. But after follow-up questions, he said, can I guarantee you that the word will never come up? No, of course not. But again, he says the purpose of the meeting is bigger than Iraq. Still, it's hard to imagine there won't be some discussion of Saddam Hussein, given the threat the president says he poses and given the participants in this meeting at the ranch.
Don, what do we know about the president's current thinking on Iraq, on what may be necessary if he does hope to be successful in toppling Saddam?
Well, if we listen to his own words, he insists that he has not made a decision on how to proceed. He does continue to say, he said this over and over and over, that a regime change is necessary in Iraq. Those are the words we keep hearing. A regime change is necessary. We do know that military planning is underway and that military options are being prepared should the president decide that's the way to go. But we also know the State Department is working, trying to use diplomacy to move toward the president's ultimate goal of that regime change. The White House is downplaying that widely reported notion that there's this tug of war within the administration between those pushing for the use of force, the hardliners, and the moderates, those allied with Secretary of State Powell, who may want to find some other means to accomplish this. In the meantime, you do have groups like the various factions of the Iraqi opposition who were in Washington recently for meetings with administration officials. And those groups are getting encouragement and support from the administration, including some help from the CIA. But as far as what's going to happen, the president says he hasn't made up his mind.
And how does President Bush respond to warnings about the wisdom of a military attack, and most noticeably from the president's own party?
A lot of attention has been paid to Brent Scowcroft. He was the national security advisor for the first President Bush. He wrote in the Wall Street Journal that an attack on Iraq at this time would jeopardize, if not destroy, the global counter-terrorist campaign that the president has worked so hard to put together. He says a go-it-alone strategy would be a bad idea. We've heard similar stuff from the likes of Dick Armey, the Texas Republican and House Majority Leader. Yesterday, Ari Fleischer said that Saddam Hussein, left unchecked, has shown a willingness in the past to use weapons, including weapons of mass destruction, and that regime change is necessary. And he says the president will consult with others on this, that he appreciates the variety of opinions, but that he'll make his decision based on the latest intelligence.
Thanks very much. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne.